The life and the wheel of life carries on. Think and ponder on your life and say and ask yourself that, you know, I might have worked for a certain company. I was a CEO, I was this, I was a general manager, whatever I was. And I moved on with my life. How many of those people you have contact with? How many of those people passed on and they still remember you or you remember them? Think about it. And for as long as you understand this, that how quickly people forget you, you will focus more your life on pleasing Allah than pleasing people. For how quickly people forget you, you will focus your life on pleasing Allah rather than pleasing people. Always ask yourself, how can I ensure my good deeds to continue after my death? A few hundred rands, a few hundred dollars can make a well for a community who doesn't have water. With a small amount of money every month, you can sponsor an orphan. You can invest your money in supporting a masjid, a madrasa, a school, a building, a masjid. I need to put this as part of my retirement plan and in my will, so that my reward may continue after my death. Point number two. My respected friends, our lives can change from outside in no time. But the important point is, we are going to change from the inside. It is a pity if your income grew, but you didn't grow. It is a pity that your income grew, but you didn't grow. I wonder if the lives of these financially well-off, would they have responded differently, these three people? Ask yourself, would they have responded differently? My guess is no. Giving is never about how much you have, but is based on how much you care. Giving is never based on how much you have, but it is on how much you care. That is why I advise that you get into the habit of giving now when you are young and you do not have much income. Why? Because if you think that you will get rich as life takes you on the ladder of success and the ladder of the corporate world and you will get older, my friends, you are wishful. You most likely will not happen, because if you live upon something, most likely you will die upon it as well. And among them, Allah explains this concept in the Quran. Allah explains so beautifully this concept in the Quran that amongst men are those, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. Among those who made a covenant with Allah that if He should give us from His bounty, we will spend in charity and we will be surely amongst the righteous. But when we gave Him from the bounty, they became stingy and they turned away what they refused. It's natural. It's human nature. Point number three. My friends, this is very important. I cannot emphasize, in fact, this is a bayan on its own. Write your will. You do not know when your time will come. Wallah, write your will. You do not know when your time will come and how fast things can change. If you have debts, bank account information, charity to give, Islamic obligations such as fasting, fidya, kafara to be paid, hajj to be done on your behalf, someone you need to ask for their forgiveness, advice for your family to reflect upon you when you leave this world, how should your funeral arrangements be handled? Make a will, my friends. Wallah, I cannot tell you that there are cases that we have seen where the father is not even put into the grave and the siblings are already quarreling about the wealth. This is the haqiqat of life. Make your will. It is highly recommended that to have your will written by the hadith related by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is not permissible for a Muslim who has anything to bequeath that he should spend even two nights without having his will already written. Both husband and wife must have a will. And go to that extent where you specify everything in the house. It's difficult. It's not easy. Normally the common thing is, we're sharing together, we'll live together, everything is ours. No, my friends, it doesn't work that way. You need to specify who the dishes belong to, who the lounge suite belongs to, who the dining room suite. Everything has to be specified in the house. If you're not sure, ask the ulama, ask the lawyers, ask those who have the know-how about these things. And then the next point, when a person dies, my friends, his deeds come to an end. Sadaqah jariyah, continuous journey or continuous reward of knowledge from which one benefited, a righteous child who prays for him, these are the avenues that will assist you. It was narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the rewards of actions, a good deed, will reach a believer after his death, knowledge which he thought and spread, a righteous child whom he leaves behind, a copy of the Quran that he leaves as a legacy, a masjid that he built, or a house that he built for travelers, a canal that he dug, a charity that he gave from his wealth, in his good health and in his life. These will reach him after his death. How much have you prepared for that? This concept of sadaqah jariyah is an amazing idea. It shows the love for goodness and the interest of spending in society even long after a person's death. How often we remember and we tell ourselves, mashallah, this brother, he's gone from this world, but he was the one who set up this masjid, or he was the one who set up this madrasa. We remember these people fondly. That is the legacy you need to leave behind. Not the legacy of children fighting for your wealth. Not the legacy of you gone and you have nothing to show. You have nothing to present to you. Your tap is empty. There is no water coming out. After you left this world, my friends, it means sadaqah jariyah, means a continuous flowing and ongoing charity. It is one of the most rewarding acts that we can benefit our lives and the lives of those that we give. And we can reap the benefit of it in this world as well as in the year after. And giving charity, you need to understand, my friends, that you're not doing the recipient a favor. You need to understand that. When you're giving somebody, when you're helping and assisting somebody, you're not doing him a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. You are in need, you are more in need of the reward than the recipient is in need of your charity. You are more in need of spending in the path of Allah, of spending in the masjid and the house of Allah, than Allah is in need of your charity. Because Allah's work carries on. The person somehow or the other, he will find a way. And just think to yourself, and we will conclude with this, that imagine a person comes to you and he asks you for assistance and he made dua at night. This is what the intention you must give. This is the intention you must give. Amazing. I read in one of the kitabs. A person, he makes dua at night and he says, "Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, I'm in financial constraints." Whatever the case is. And he makes dua. And the next morning, his heart comes, and in his heart, Allah puts the feeling that approach so and so person. And he goes to such and such person. Wallah, my friends, think to yourself that how honored you are that Allah gave him your address to assist him. Whose address Allah gave? Allah gave him your address. Allah sent him to you. Allah could have sent him to anybody else. But Allah gave him your address and your name and your telephone number. And Allah said, go to that person. He will assist you. How honored you should feel. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This weekend also, inshallah, very important program will be taking place in Azadville, starting as from now, Jum'ah, up until Sunday, inshallah, where numerous advices will be given by the pious and the elders on self-reformation, on how to improve our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the purpose of our life, inshallah. programs for the youth will also be taking place tomorrow, inshallah. Let us try to make a concerted effort in trying to attend one or two programs, inshallah, in the company of the pious. This will benefit us, inshallah. And as we have just spoken about the importance of continuous charity, one of the avenues is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until this house is in existence, inshallah, that 100, 200 that we spend in the path of Allah, we don't know where it can benefit us long after we're gone. Perhaps that 100 rand was towards the Quran that was purchased. Who will read from there? We don't know. May Allah give us the understanding. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
لا حول. أقام الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع المتقين مع الابرار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله